Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Hour 3 of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm Scott Bogman. Hour 3, you guys know what that means. I'm joined by my friend, Casey Bubba, at BDentric on the Twitter machine. What is up, Bubba?
Not much, my friend. Not much at all. Just another beautiful, beautiful day. We got playoff basketball, baseball in full force. Life is good.
That's right. That's right. And as we're talking right now, we have the Suns game on. Welsh and I talked about a little basketball earlier today, but... The Suns are losing game three as it stands right now. So we'll see how this game ends. Of course, you guys will know this result and possibly the result of the Saturday game as well as you're listening to this. But let's get that golf update, Bub. So our guys, I know they were even going into the weekend or whatever, right? They didn't play with each other, did they?
No, they definitely would never play with each other, but they didn't get paired up with each other either. So that was good because
I'm pissed.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm here all day. They did not happen because just the way the odds of how they pair everybody up did not play out. But Bryson trunk slammed, had a horrific Sunday, shot 9 over par. So he finished outside like the top 20 or something. Brooks finished 4th overall. He played well. And John Rahm won it all. But this week we have Bryson and Brooks over in the Northeast at the Travelers. And after day one, they're both -1. So we can only hope they get paired up for the weekend here. Because Brooks was asked Wednesday by the media what started the deal with Bryson and him. And he said, well, when you walk up to my caddy and say, if you need anything, if he needs to say something, say it to my face. And then I said it to his face and he ran away like a scared girl. This is where we are.
Wow, man, I can't tell. So Bryson said that, or
Bryson said if he has something to. Bryson went to Brooks's caddy and said if he has something to say, say it to my face. So Brooks went and said it to his face, and Bryson kind of got scared and walked
away. All right. So I can't tell who.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
The worst guy is here. So, because, I mean, Brooks sounds like someone I would not want to hang out with, but also Bryson does. So,
Brooks is
why can't these guys relax
a-hole.
And have some beers, yeah. Right?
Brooks is a sarcastic a-hole, so it's half a game for him.
I mean, you know, I would probably enjoy playing off of that. I'll say that. Yeah. But, you know, like I do with you, bub. So, yeah. But we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little basketball, a little football, a little baseball. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this in this league on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All night.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm here with Casey, Bubba. And Bubba, tell everybody where they can find all of your great work and stuff on the interwebs.
Like you said, you can find me on Twitter at BDintric. And it's the Bench with Bubba podcast. It's my pride and joy. So go check that out, coming at you twice a week, talking mainly fantasy baseball, season-long fantasy baseball. Also, we do the Line Star show together, some MLB DFS. Bogman, that's always fun. We do that 5 days a week. And then the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast I do every week, talking about golf, of course, because that's one of my other passions outside of baseball. And then written content at rotoballer.com and Fantasy Sports DJs. And sooner than later, it's coming quickly, the next Fantasy Black Book, if Joe has me back. So we got a lot going on,
that's right.
And lots of fun.
Well, you can buy the current one, too, because I wrote in the current one, the football one, IDP and rookies, of course. So
he writes about like at least a third of the book. So it's Bogman's, you know, novel.
I cut it down this year. I mean, I think it's still a lot, but I did attempt to at least cut it down this year. So don't know. I haven't gotten my copy yet, so I don't know my page count yet. I'm not 100% sure, but. You know, the Welsh and I were talking about basketball. We have this game is getting closer and closer as time ticks by here. The Suns were on a nice 12-0 run, but the Clippers just scored. So we'll see what happens here. But I got to tell you, and the Welsh agreed with me, I don't know that I've ever seen a group of fans turn on a player so fast as I saw the Philly crowd turn on Ben Simmons. And, you know, I mean, the Welsh said that there's just no way he can play with Philly anymore. And I think I got to agree with that. Like, can he really go back to Philly where they're burning his jerseys after the loss and everything? And I mean, look, Trae Young is great, but we didn't expect Trae Young to be pushing the Sixers out of the playoffs. You know, I mean, obviously it's team game and everything, but he is the catalyst, of course. But I don't know. What do you think about this whole Ben Simmons situation in Philly?
Yeah, it's tough. It's really tough because we know Philly's crazy. The old story, like they threw batteries and booed Santa Claus. So they'll do anything because they're just crazy like that when it comes to sports.
I told you about the cartoon I saw a while ago. It was Carpenter from Jerusalem drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Eagles fans are boo. You know,
well, they did the same thing with Cab. Yeah, they did the same thing with Cab on draft day. So anything's possible. But yeah, when you're the number one pick, basically, and you're supposed to be the future of the franchise, you and Embiid are kind of the 1-2 punch. And then for them to treat you the way they treated you, like the funny thing is Ben Simmons has never really been a scorer. He's more of a facilitator. Yeah. So people expecting Ben Simmons to make the big shots to score the points is kind of foolish to begin with. That's why you have Embiid. That's why you got Tobias Harris. That's why you got other guys to score the basketball. So it's kind of weird to throw that on his plate. But yeah, when they start doing the burning of the jerseys and all the other stuff you see all over social media and everything, it's going to be very tough. Like, Embiid or someone needs to step in and say something basically to quiet the crowd down, but they're not. That also speaks volumes too.
Yes. So, yes.
Yeah. Benny boy might be heading out of town here pretty soon.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough to see that stuff. Like, you know, usually don't see a city turn on a player like that unless it's like a James Harden situation, right? Where you've been around for a while and you put in your, you know, you basically put in your 2 weeks notice. You want out of town, right? So then people start, you know, but I mean, Ben Simmons, he performed terribly. And we all have seen the fourth quarter numbers. He was 0 for a million, couldn't make free throws, worst free throw percentage in playoff history, all that stuff. But it's kind of tough to see people burn his jersey up, man. Like, yeah. Come on. I mean, they wouldn't remember. Philly wouldn't get rid of Ben Simmons for James Harden. That was the tipping point of the trade. That's what got Harden to the Nets instead of Philly, was because Philly was not willing to deal Ben Simmons. So, which I am happy about, because I don't particularly care for Ben Simmons. I mean, Ben Simmons to me is just another Russell Westbrook. You know, he's a guy that is all stats, all flash, no sustenance at all. He's not a Chris Paul. He's not a Trey Young. You know, he's not a guy that's going to come in and make a difference. He can't be your number one guy. He's got to be like your number three or four, you know. What he really has to do, and Gary Payton talked about this, one of our guys, Jay, posted it in our ITL group me room. Check out patreon.com/ITL Army if you'd like to join us in there. But he posted it. It was Gary Payton just talking about how to fix Ben Simmons. And he says, Ben just needs to learn how to shoot. It's really not that complicated. You know, he does everything else really well. He plays defense. He passes. He can dunk. He needs to learn how to shoot. And you know, that shooting, it's not the easiest part of the game and everything, but it should be a quicker thing to learn, you would think. I mean, you know, there are post-up shooters all over the place. At least get that down. At least be a post-up shooter. So maybe you can't move with the ball and shoot and all that stuff, but you can at least stick your heels on the line and take a triple. You know what I mean? Or drive to the basket. At least if you have that in your game, those defenders are going to have to back off of you when you're at the line, instead of, you know, they're always up on him because they know he can't shoot anything from deep. He has no mid-range game either.
Yeah, what he needs to do is, besides learn how to shoot, which, you know, you would have hoped would happen a long time ago, is he needs to go play for Australia in the Olympics. He'd be the only guy there. He could maybe do something good to kind of get some of the bad taste out of people's mouth before the next season starts. I don't know how good he can be there, because I don't know how good Australia can really be. But they seem to be one of those pesky teams, like every international time, that kind of pushes teams farther than they should. Like, they're kind of sneaky. So I think it'd be funny to see him go play for Australia. Yeah, and see how that goes.
I think he's already declined it. He said, and I think it was something.
I would change my mind.
He said something along the lines of, I need to work on my game. I can't play in the Olympics, which is, look, it's a mature, respectful response and all that stuff. But I mean, I don't know if he needs to be playing in the Olympics. I think I would maybe stick my head down and get into the gym if I'm Ben Simmons. I can't remember. I mean, can you remember a time? I know our boy Chaddy didn't want us to say it earlier, but maybe Green Bay fans on Aaron Rodgers, if, you know, this stuff happens, maybe Green Bay fans on Brett Favre before, like, when was, and I know guys, maybe when LeBron left Cleveland, he did come back and resurrect himself and everything. Maybe that's what, but that was also a decision. You know, and that was, I mean,
so bad.
The decision, it was a decision, everything. And look, you know, I'm done giving LeBron crap for that. That was a decade ago, so who cares? But over a decade ago, I think. But, you know, it's done and over with. But that was also by his choice. I don't remember a performance. Scott Norwood.
I was thinking kickers. Yeah, kickers is what stands out to me is big game, missed kicks, all hell breaks loose. And you mentioned Norwood's. Now you're talking Bills Mafia, which you know are a full-on craze. So that makes it, those missed Super Bowl kicks, that'll do the trick.
Yeah. Who was the double doink? Who was that
for? Oh, that was from the Bears. That was the Bears.
Parkey?
Was that who is the Bears? It might have been Parkey, but I can't remember who it was, but it was the Bears.
Yeah. Let's see. Bears kicker missed.
It was against.
Yeah, Detroit. It was Cody Parkey. Cody Parkey. So the double doink. Yeah, he got run out of there pretty quick. I mean, you know, you miss. But that's also like, you know, that guy just sits on the sideline, doesn't do anything. You literally have one job. You got one job. You put that ball through the field goal when called upon, no matter how far it is in any pressure situation in any weather. That Adam Vinatieri did it for years, right? So you know, you gotta do your job when called upon. But I know there's other examples out there, and feel free to hit us up on Twitter at Bogman Sports, at BDentric, to remind us of guys that got chased off. But I mean, this Ben Simmons stuff, it just looks real bad for him. So hopefully he can get a new team and, you know, just get some type of range and shooting at some point. It is ridiculous. So anyway, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little baseball. So stick with us. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. It's In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on Twitter at Bogman Sports. Please follow Casey Bubba at BDentric. And please check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army, where we got all kinds of good stuff for you. GroupMe rooms, access to me and the Welsh. You can hit us up with any questions you have. I've got IDP ranks, PPR ranks, first-year player draft rankings, dynasty rankings, superflex rankings, all that stuff up for football. The Welsh has got dynasty rankings for baseball. He's got his updated prospect list, over 500 prospects listed there for you. All kinds of great stuff over there, so please check it out if you would. We're in the middle of mock draft season, where I got to tell you what, Bub, I know you enjoy the mock drafts and everything. I got sniped three straight rounds, one pick in front of me in all three of those rounds. It was just like, I wasn't even getting mad. I didn't even get mad at the last one. I was just like, this is just unbelievable. You know, I mean, because I've got sniped more rounds in a row than that, but not one pick in front of me each round. It was brutal. I still like my team, but would have been much, much better if I would have just had a couple of those guys fall to me, of course. So you can check that, those out on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast. But Bubba, I want to talk about some baseball because we're getting closer and closer to halfway through the season. So we're actually probably just about at the halfway point right now. I mean, the All-Star break is always a little bit more than the halfway point, but your Giants have the best record in baseball right now. So,
say that one more time.
No, I can't. So just talk to us about that. And let us know. How do you feel about that? Does the lead feel comfortable? I mean, what do you think?
No, it does not feel comfortable. You got the Padres and the Dodgers chirping down your back. The Giants have been pitching out of their rear end, so you got to stay healthy there to keep that going. They're platooned this thing to death perfectly. Eventually, you got to imagine that wall is going to get hit too. So I'm loving it for every bit it is, but I'm also realistic that the Dodgers are one of the best teams in baseball, period. And the Padres aren't too bad either because the Padres just took it to the Dodgers this past week pretty good. They've lasted longer than I thought, though. I'll say that much. So it's kind of like maybe there's a chance. Maybe it's interesting now because I thought this would have fallen off by now. And they just keep winning. They keep getting it done. So I'm going to ride it out as long as possible. I'm having fun with it. I talk my fun little sarcastic trash here and there. And I'm hoping it can, at worst, but get a wild card just for fun. See how it goes. But we're not selling at the deadline, which is nice. We're actually contending. There's a shot. And I would love more than to see the Padres and the Dodgers in the wild card game. So one of them has to go home, preferably that team in blue, before they even get to the real round of the playoffs. That would be amazing.
I mean, how hilarious is it that the Diamondbacks are 21-55. They're 34 games below 500. And they're 10 games worse than the Rockies. I mean, 10 and a half. The Rockies are the Diamondbacks are 28 games behind the Giants right now, which is, look, we don't need to talk about the Diamondbacks. They're terrible. But the Rockies are 17 and a half back, and they have the same odds to win the World Series in the division.
As the Giants.
No, not as the Giants, but yeah. The Rockies. No, whoa. But the Giants are third. We went through this before, and it's not that surprising because, as you just mentioned, The Dodgers and Padres were, I think, if you looked at win totals before the season, as we did, the Dodgers were one and the Padres were three, with the Yankees being two, right? So, yeah. So it's not that surprising that the Dodgers are third to win the division, even though they have a four-game lead on the Dodgers, four and a half on the Padres. But the Dodgers are minus 220 to win the division. Which, as I'm looking right now, I mean, the White Sox are minus 550. They have a couple of these locked right now. FanDuel does, because their game's ongoing as we're talking right now. But it's minus 220 for the Dodgers, plus 290 for the Padres, and it's plus 500 for the Giants. Is that disrespect, or is that,
yes,
okay, it is disrespect then.
Yes, like I get why they're doing it, because the Dodgers should win this darn thing, but like, come on, the Giants learn a little bit more than that. They've been pretty damn good. Someone said basically if they even play 500 ball, their record will be any wild card team's record in recent years. Like they just can't completely nosedive, and they're going to make the playoffs. So if they just play even better than a nosedive, they should be contending for the division. So it'll be plus 550 or whatever they're at. Or 500, I think, is pretty good to me, at least.
Yeah, and we were looking at a parlay of taking the Giants. I think it was the Giants, the Nationals, the Yankees, and I can't remember the other team, but it was like plus 122,000 on the parlay. So it was plus a ton. So that's interesting. The other division stuff here, I mean, it's locked up right now, but the NL East, I think, is the most interesting race. And when we were looking at it before, it was the Braves were third behind, or no, I think the Braves were two, but their odds were still, a little bit far. But Washington was plus 1300. Philly was in there, and the Mets were, I think they were still plus some money. So who do you have for that division, the NL East?
I still like the Braves, but the fact you can get the Nationals at that value you mentioned, I think is pretty interesting because Juan Soto's still going to heat up. Schwarber's on fire. That offense is going to start clicking big time. So I think you can have some fun with that. It's just a matter of can Scherzer make it work with the rest of this ugly pitching. And that's their biggest issue. They're pitching so bad. So I like the value on the Nationals, but I think the Braves are the team to worry about. But the pitching's a mess everywhere. So it's tough. That's a bad, bad division right now.
How about you look at the NL Central, and we do have live odds on them. Milwaukee is minus 115. The Cubs are plus 250. The Cards are plus 550. I think that was the other team we had was the Cards. The Reds are plus 600, and the Pirates are plus 30,000. So, I mean, the Diamondbacks are plus 50,000. But is this Milwaukee? I mean, Milwaukee, I feel like is built for the playoffs, but I would not be surprised to see them sputter in the regular season, see the Cardinals jump back up. They're 5.5 games back of the Brewers right now. This whole division between the Brewers from first and the Cardinals in fourth is all within 5.5 games of each other. So do you have a favorite there?
Yeah, I like that Cardinals call because as much as I like the Brew Crew, they are going to, if Burns or Woodruff scuffle at all, there's not a lot to back them up. And that offense has been pretty dreadful as a whole this season. So I like the Brewers. I hope they win it, but I like the idea of the Cardinals making a run here. They're built strong. They're getting healthier. They can do it from top to bottom. So I give me the Cardinals at 550. I think it's some really solid odds, like you guys mentioned.
What about if you go to the AL West? It's the Astros minus 200. They're minus money. Oakland is plus 160. The Angels are plus 3,000. The Mariners are plus 4,000. And over there, as it stands right now, you've got the Astros game and a half ahead of the A's. The Mariners are 8 games back, but they are 2 games over 500. Angels are 2 games under 500, and the Rangers are horrific. So is this just an Astros walk?
Yeah, unfortunately. I tweeted about it on Thursday when they went up, put up 12 more runs. It's like they are the baseball version of the Kansas City Chiefs. They just keep scoring like crazy. It's ridiculous right now. And I don't see it stopping. Their pitching's loaded. Like Luis Garcia now with Framber, Greinke, he's good and bad. As a whole, though, it's a great, great rotation. The bats are insane. So, yeah, it's the Astros.
Seems like a two-horse race in the AL Central. The White Sox leading this division at 44-30. Tribe right behind them at 2.5 back, 40-31. And then you go down to the Royals, who are 7 games under 500. And Detroit is actually a half game up on Minnesota as it stands right now. That'll be different by the end of the week, you would think. But, I mean, looking at the odds, the White Sox are minus 550. And they've had injuries, right? The outfield is all banged up right now between Eloy and Luis Robert. But they've been kicking around some trade ideas, maybe interested in Eduardo Escobar, Adam Frazier, kind of the rumors that we're hearing right now. But I mean, is this a White Sox walk? Does Cleveland have a chance? And would you rather just take the, what seems like easy money at minus 550, or would you rather throw a couple shekels on the Tribe at plus 450?
I would take the value. I do think it's the White Sox to win, especially if they get Eloy back in, in August or something. That'll help a ton. That pitching staff's very good. But Cleveland, if they can get Bieber back and some of these other pitchers they're missing, I think they're good enough to make a run for it, make it interesting. I think it's going to be closer than people think at the end. So the plus 450 is some value because minus 550, that's a lot to lay unless you're parlaying it with something. So give me the Cleveland Indians in this one.
What about in the AL East, and it's locked right now as we're looking at it, because from the beginning of this show to the end of this show as we're recording this, the standings have actually flipped. The Rays are half a game up on the Red Sox and leading the division now, 45-31 for the Rays, 44-31 for the Red Sox. 40-34, 4 games back of Tampa Bay is the Yankees. Toronto is 38-35. They're 5.5 games back. Then the Orioles, another obligatory terrible team, 21 and a half games back, barely ahead of the Diamondbacks' horrible record. But, I mean, we have like 45 seconds here. Who do you like in this division, just straight out?
Give me Tampa. I picked Tampa at the beginning of the year. You said they just pulled in the first. You got Wander Franco coming up. The pitching's still there. The offense is so sneaky the way they can mix and match. Like the Giants.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Giants are the West Coast version of the Tampa Bay Rays. So give me Tampa Bay in this one. I hope to God, because it's always fun watching the Yankees fans cry.
Yeah, every single day. I do enjoy that, and I did enjoy it in 2001. I was there, which is only 20 years ago at this point. So it feels like it was yesterday, but we're getting old, bub. But when we come back, we'll talk a little NFL, a little World Series odds as well. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and smoking the...
In this league.
Break it down.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. It's In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. Bogman and Bubba here talking about some odds in the division. Now, let's just skip right over league winners and go to the World Series. And once again, I mean, you can bet the Dodgers because they are plus money right now. They're plus 380, but that's the best odds to win the World Series. You take any other team and you're going to make more money if they win the World Series. So if it's the Dodgers, but at plus money, Bub, plus 380, or any other team on this list. I mean, I don't know if you're looking at it or not, but any other team on this list, are you taking the Dodgers because they're kind of the team that everyone has been taking all year long? And even though they're four games back of the division and all that stuff, they're still the best odds of winning the World Series? Or are you going to take the field and go with somebody different with longer odds?
I'm going to take the field with someone with longer odds. There's a couple that get my attention here, and it's going to be tough for the Dodgers to win the World Series, and they can't even get past the Giants and the Padres. So we'll pass on that one.
Yeah. So, all right. So we have other teams here. The White Sox are plus 700, Astros plus 700. You mentioned them as the Chiefs, the Mets plus 850. I mean, you gotta really hope Jacob DeGrom stays healthy, especially in the playoffs, because he can't be missing starts in the playoffs and coming back the next week because he may not be around the next week. The Padres are plus 850, Yankees plus 13, Rays plus 14, Brewers plus 18, A's plus 18 as well. Your Giants are plus 2,200, Red Sox are plus 2,000, Braves are plus 3,000. I think that's enough teams. I do kind of like the Blue Jays at plus 3,400 as well. Is there, who stands out to you, or can you give me like a top three that you would want to put a bet on?
I like the Astros at +700 because I think they are that darn good right now. So I think that's a fun one. If it's not the Astros, I like the Rays at +14, but the Astros at +700. And then two long shots I like if you think they can come back and win their division, then they're live in the playoffs. Cardinals at +4,000 and the Nationals at +8,000.
Cardinals at +4,000, the Nationals at +8,000. Okay. I kind of like the Brewers at +1,800. I just think the Brewers are built for the playoffs, but you have to have some offense. I mean, maybe Keston here. Look, he didn't strike out today, did he?
No. Yep. He's doing good. He's doing good. Watch out.
Two walks. So
watch out. We'll see. Face the Diamondbacks though. So
does it count?
That's true. Does it count?
All right. Yeah, I mean, just trigger me immediately. We haven't even done our baseball show yet, and you're already getting after me, Bob. What's your problem? Come on. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. How about the MVP race here, Bob? I mean, I got to be honest. I don't understand why, and it's only by, 10 here. It's +100 versus +110, and it is a two-man race for the AL MVP. But Vlad is ahead of Shohei. And I just think unless Shohei gets hurt, and maybe that's why it is, because Vlad has a shot at Triple Crown and all that stuff too.
Yep.
I get it, but Shohei is literally doing it on both sides of the ball. So pitching and hitting, and him and Vlad keep going back and forth for the league leading homers, and he's pitching real well right now, Ohtani is. So to me, it seems easy Ohtani, but who would you rather bet on? Would you rather bet on Ohtani +110 or would you rather bet on Vlad +100?
Oh, it's Shohei for me for sure. Heck, when we did the preseason show, I think he was 40-1 or something. I said, bet Shohei Ohtani because if he can stay healthy, and that's what you're still betting on because he's twice as likely to get hurt if you really think about it, doing what he's doing. But give me Shohei at +110. If he continues what he's doing now, it's going to be a heck of an argument when someone doesn't vote for him.
Yeah. Vlad, what do you do if Vlad wins a triple crown, but Shohei stays healthy all year and keeps this pace? Shohei's going to have 40 to 45 home runs and like maybe 10 wins and 150 strikeouts at least probably. I mean, who do you give it to at that point?
Well, it's like you could already see it coming with the crookedness of the writers. They give Vlad the MVP and they give Shohei the Cy Young. You can see it coming a mile away. Even though, to me, he's a good pitcher, but he's not a Cy Young pitcher. He's an MVP caliber hitter that also pitches really well, is what makes him so special. So I could see them doing something goofy like that, though.
You remember the report on Ohtani coming over from Japan as well? Like, as far as his hitting goes, he's at a high school level. He's not a good hitter, all that stuff. And then he just goes off. I mean, crazy. Crazy stories from baseball here, but there was a crazy story for my Steelers today because out of nowhere, Bub, they just release David DeCastro. Now, I've done since my mini panic attack that I had on air while the Welsh and I were recording earlier, because while we were recording is when it happened, and I didn't understand why, because these are moves I'm understanding less and less from franchises. I think I have the logic to it. And that's all I ask in a decision or an explanation. Just tell me the logic behind why you did X, Y, or Z. If it's none of my business, none of my business. But if I ask someone, I'm just, okay, explain the logic here. I just want to follow along why we're doing this. And look, the Steelers already have a trash offensive line, and it was bad last year. So I do think it's funny that everyone's like, oh man, that line is going to be real trash now. Well, it already was trash and it was bad last year. So, and they're like, you're replacing four of your five players from last year. Well, yeah, last year's line was bad. So you put new guys in, maybe it's just as bad, but maybe it's better. I don't know. Right now, I think people would probably say it looks a little worse than it was last year. But I think that's because last year's players were experienced but old, like Pouncey, like DeCastro, Villanueva, all those guys experienced but older. So they cut David DeCastro. They did sign Trey Turner today as well. So that was kind of the tipping point. Here's the logic to me is that David DeCastro, we found out, he had ankle issues for the last couple of years. He had surgery, I believe, before the season last year. And it, you know, he actually didn't play the first couple games last year as well. But so he was mulling his future with this ankle injury. So I think the Steelers said, well, we can't not have you play. We can't go into camp having you decide if you're going to retire or not, because he hasn't played in minicamp. He hasn't done anything else in the offseason as far as programs go. So we just need to cut him and then let him decide, but we got to bring in someone to replace him. Do you think that kind of adds up? Does that logic at least add up?
Yeah, no, it does. It's kind of, yeah, they did what they had to do to replace him potentially, or they're trying to replace him potentially. And it's, you know, you said going into the season, or we haven't got the season yet, but we've been talking football for a few months now, still, because it never ends, that the Steelers, you know, has been coming back with this receiver coming back because they're so tight on money to begin with. So yeah, there's going to be some weird moves here and there, and sometimes goofy stuff like this happens. Like, I was shocked when the Dolphins, you know, got rid of some of their veteran defensive players right after the season ended. I was like, huh, they seem like they made, like, Kyle Van Noy, I thought was a great presence in that locker room, which surprised me. But they didn't want to pay him his money because he's a veteran, and they went and drafted for it. Like, it's the way of the world these days, weirdly enough. So I can see what the Steelers are doing. Does it make sense from the naked eye? No. But in the end, like they will always tell you, it's a business.
Yeah.
And these are business decisions.
So
right or wrong, it's a business.
Am I being too big of an apologist for kind of rolling my eyes at people talking about how trash the line is going to be? Because look, looking at PFF grades, DeCastro was fifth in pass blocking last year. He was the fifth best guard in pass blocking, but he was 10 from the bottom in run blocking. So, I mean, he's at that point, he's an average overall guard in the NFL, and the Steelers do want to run more this year. That's why they drafted Najee Harris. So I don't know how much worse it's going to get. You know, maybe Ben gets hit a little bit more, but he also last year got rid of the ball so fast that could have definitely helped towards those numbers to the whole offensive line as far as pass grades go. So am I being too defensive, or is my logic correct there?
Your logic is correct, especially if they want to run the ball more and he can't, you know, guard against the run as well as he used to or can. At the same time, and we're using PFF grades, Bob, and remember how much you love how they ranked your receivers and tight ends. So
yeah,
I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding. I had to throw it out there.
No, but, it's true. It's true.
But no, you're making good points. You are. And that's why you're okay. A very good analyst, is because you look at the full scope of things, where, you know, there's a lot of people like myself that just see something and we like to go straight to Twitter and make, you know, hot takes on the world.
Yeah, so, ghetto Gronk, man.
Yeah, like, there's the difference.
Oh, the memes are fun. I never mind the memes, or like people are doing that to purposely antagonize an entire fan base. And it's always funny to me, the people that get mad at those. It's like, come on, man. Like, are you really going to get mad at that stuff? You know, and there's also, and I follow a couple of them, the Steelers Twitter accounts that are just so unbelievable homers. Any move the Steelers do is the right move, you know, all that kind of stuff, which is absolutely not the case. Every team makes mistakes, but, I just thought that was funny. What do you think about the NFL giving the players a deadline to opt in or out of the season? And now if you don't have underlying symptoms, you get nothing. Last year you got a stipend or whatever, but this year you get nothing. Fair or unfair?
This could get into some murky waters. I think it's...
Well, it's not... Let's not say the reasoning behind it.
Yeah. Just,
for whatever reason,
what I'll say is it's fair because, again, it's a business and businesses can do what they want with their business.
Okay.
So that part about it is fair. Do I think it's right? No. But is it fair? Yes, because any business, and that's been established during this whole weird couple years now.
Yeah, that's why a grocery store can say you have to wear a mask.
Even after all these mandates are gone.
The stuff. Yeah.
Every place, like... The state of California, at least the city of San Francisco, just came out and said all of their civil and city employees have to be vaccinated or they will get fired, basically. Now, that's wrong to me. That's wrong. Yeah. But they have the right to do that, which is horrible. So if the NFL wants to do this, like, I don't want to go down the whole Cole Beasley thing, but we see how that went.
Yeah.
But that's his right, too. And that's that's been the biggest issue on this whole thing. I don't want to go any farther on it, but this whole thing has been people should be able to make their own decisions.
Right, right. And you wrong. And you don't have to agree with them, right? No. I mean, that's
no, we're never going to agree on anything, like, or right. everything. Like, so if this makes them happy, let them do this. If this makes them happy, let them do this. Like, we shouldn't make them do something they don't want to do, basically.
Yeah, I thought the, I guess it's just before camp and all that stuff, but I believe it's July 2nd, something like that, somewhere in that
neighborhood. I think they get a few weeks before camp or something.
Yeah, it's just, so July 2nd is the opt-out or opt-in date, which I think that's a little too soon. But
yeah, let them maybe wait a little longer. Maybe these other streams, you know, do something, and all of a sudden they want to go. Or like, I think NFL, this is a power move. It's a power move that should not be being made.
There you go. Yeah. So I'm with you. Other interesting stuff in the NFL. We'll talk about it when we come back for the short end segment here. But I think it's interesting that the combine is now going to get bids like the Super Bowl does. That is super interesting because it's always been in Indy. We just know that you're going to Indianapolis. I mean, even the guys on the podcast and stuff talk about, like, you got to go to this steakhouse. You got to go to
St. Elmo's and get in the shrimp cocktail. Let's go, baby.
Right. Exactly. So, and now it's going to have all kinds of bids for it. So I love that. I love that it's rotating, but we'll be back right after this. It's In This League on the Sports Grid. Stick with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. You guys here in this love. You know what that means. It's the end of the 3-hour tour. Bub, we talked about the NFL Combine. Now, you know, the NFL has always done this with the Super Bowl. Obviously, multiple sites have seen the Super Bowl. They just started doing it with the draft a couple years ago. We had great draft in Nashville, a good one in Cleveland, an unreal one. I mean, the one in Philly was awesome. And I loved how Philly reported no arrest. I was like, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
No arrest. How many were detained? Maybe you didn't arrest anyone.
Didn't they have no arrests like the last time they won a championship and they were having to like put Crisco on the poles so people couldn't climb the poles and stuff?
One. Yeah. They can't even fake that one. There were definitely arrests. I mean, come on. People were flipping cars over and lighting them on
fire. They're burning Ben Simmons jerseys. It's crazy.
Right, right. Exactly. So, but what do you think about the combine? Like the Underwear Olympics is one of the more boring things. It's I'm a draft guy and I don't like the combine. I think it's boring to sit through and watch dudes in their underwear run 40-yard sprints and jump, it's to get their vertical. But people take it seriously. Teams will not draft players if they don't have X, Y, or Z hand size or don't meet certain parameters and stuff. So it is important, and it gets a big draw on TV too. And obviously we're going to have, I believe if it's going to move, we're going to be starting to sell tickets to it now too. So that's going to be very interesting. But is there like a specific city you would love to see get the combine, or is this just a, all right, I guess the combine is traveling now.
I guess it's traveling. I just keep it, Andy. Like, you don't need, like, the draft makes sense. The Super Bowl obviously makes sense. The combine doesn't. Like, let them do their thing. If you want to pick one city, it's simple to me. It's always Vegas. Like, just put people up in Vegas. Let's do it. Because then you can do so many things. And if you want to bring fans to it, which, like you said, will be the case, well, then you can do like a whole NFL experience somewhere on the strip. You could do all kinds of things to incorporate the city and build more like of a fan base in Vegas. So that would be my
Vegas
angle to
would
it.
Be fun. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You could do more than just go sit and watch guys in their underwear.
Because you can never sit do it and
watch
in Denver,
other
though.
People in their underwear too.
Yes. Very true. Very true. You could do underwear twice in one day.
Yes. Or no underwear. Up to you.
Yeah. You couldn't do it in Denver, though, because of the elevation. So that's interesting to think of. But that's all the time we have today. We'll be back next week. More golf updates, more NFL updates, all kinds of great stuff for you. So stick with us. We will see you guys next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.